إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our sixth session dealing with the topic of the Qur'an. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to take the second part of this topic. Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an, and his character, that is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character was the Qur'an. But before we look at the beginning of this second half of the book, we want to just quickly review some of the points that we covered last week in questionnaire study guide number 5. The first question being, who was the former highway robber who became a famous scholar of Islam? Now, Mustafa, we'll give you first chance. Al-Fudayl. Five. Anybody want to add? Huh? Ibn Iyad. Uh-huh. Anything else we know about him? He was one of the imams of the Tabi'een. Naam. Anything else? Anybody? He became a great scholar after. Okay, after he repented from his previous life. In any case, yani, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad. Naam. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, yani, described him as Al-Imam. Uh-huh. A question. Was he alive during the time, close in the same period of time? I mean, from the Tabi'een. He was from the Imams of the Tabi'een. Naam. In any case, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi described him as Al-Imam al-Qudwa al-Thabd, and he also described him as Shaykh al-Islam Abu Ali al-Tamimi al-Khurasani. Rahimahullah rahmatan wasiya. Indeed, he was a great Imam from the Imams of the second generation of the Muslims. And we will see when we look at the second question that when he repented from changing his life, he made as his part of his repentance that he would reside near the Kaaba in the sacred city of Mecca. Second question, summarize the story of this famous scholar's repentance and how it relates to the effect of the Quran upon the heart. Yani, summarize the story of his repentance. Al-Fudayl. Naam. Abdul Haq.
The summary of his repentance is that he was climbing, he fell in love to his neighbor.
Okay, he fell in love with a young lady.
Yeah, so he was climbing the wall to get to her.
Uh-huh, climbing the wall to get to her.
And then he heard the recitation of the ayah, Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina a'udhu billahi minash-shaytanir rajim. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَعْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ.
Now he was climbing the wall, and while he was climbing the wall, he heard somebody reciting this ayah from the Quran. Yani, so, the meaning of which is?
The time has not come yet that those who believe that their hearts are humble.
Has not the time come? Yani, hasn't the time come yet? So that those who believe their hearts will be humbled and تَخْشَى خُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَذَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Yani, isn't it time that the hearts of those who believe, yani, be affected by, yani, the mention of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and that which has been revealed of the Quran. When he heard this ayah,
so the time has come from him.
Naam.
For him, so he stopped and that ayah touched him.
So he was affected by the ayah and he turned back. Naam.
And then he went to the mountain.
He went to a place where there was some ruins, yani, some deserted place.
So he saw a caravan.
And found some people there. Naam.
Some were saying, let's go go before Fudail.
Yeah, they were saying, let's travel, let's get on the road. And others were saying, no, let's don't get on the road because of fear of Al-Fudail, that he's on the road and he may rob us. Naam. When he heard this?
So, when he heard that, he found out that really what he was doing was wrong.
Naam.
So he repented to Allah.
Naam.
And he even moved his house next to the...
Naam. When he heard this, he realized that what he was doing was wrong, that it was evil. And he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made part of his repentance that he would reside in Mecca at the, near the Kaaba. And there, yani, scholars came from everywhere and he heard from them and learned from them and himself became, yani, a leading scholar in that time. The third question, memorize the ayat in 57th surah, 16th ayat, which affected the heart of this famous scholar, resulting in his repentance.
So what about the question, how does that is related to
our... Naam. Yani, okay, so how the, yani, the effect of the Quran, how it affects the hearts, naam.
Yeah, because he reflects upon the ayah, and it benefits him, so he put it in action,
naam.
By repenting, and even became a scholar.
By hearing this ayah and reflecting upon it, and comprehending its meaning, it affected his heart, and caused him to act upon it, and to change his life, and to repent, which led to him, yani, becoming a scholar. Naam. The ayat itself, he recited. Somebody else memorized this ayat. Naam. Shu'aib. Wa alaykum salam. Okay. The Shaykh, he just quoted the first part of the ayat, but alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. Yani, the meaning of this ayat, has not the time come for those who believe that their hearts, yani, are humbled, yani, affected, touched by the remembrance of Allah and that which has been revealed, and that they will not be like those who were given the book before, yani, Ahl Kitab. So that a long period of time went by, their hearts became hardened, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said most of them are, yani, fasiqoon, sinful, rebellious, wrongdoers. Fourth question, mentioned the three aspects of the qaida mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah related to the method of healing by Quran. Yani, three aspects of this qaida. Did anybody memorize the qaida first before we mention the three aspects? Now, what's the qaida? Try.
I wrote al-intifa'a bil Quran fajma'a qalbaka inda qira'atihi wa sama'ihi. وألقي سمعك وحضر حضور من يخاطبه من تعلم
به من يخاطبه به من
تعلم
من تكلم
من تكلم من تكلم به سبحانه منه
إليه أحسنت ما شاء الله بارك الله فيكم. نعم. So he recited to us the qaida, yani, if a person wants to benefit from the Quran, then they should do what? Yani, he mentioned the qaida, and in the qaida mentions three things. The first of them, fajma qalba, presence of heart. Yani, to focus the heart, every aspect of the heart, to focus on, yani, this that you are going to recite or you are listening to. That's the first aspect of it. Focusing the heart. Heart being focused on this and not being distracted with anything else. Second thing, he said,
and you listen.
And listen. Alqi samak, yani, to listen carefully, yani, completely, thoroughly, without any other distraction. You have to listen, because you can't benefit from that which you hear or that which you recite except by listening. And the third thing he said, wahdur. يعني وحضر حضور من يخاطبه به من تكلم به يعني سبحانه منه إليه. It means that a person should have presence of heart and mind, presence of heart and mind, like the one who is being addressed by this speech, by the speaker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني the one who is being addressed with this speech, not like the speech is for somebody else, but he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is addressing you with that speech. That's the presence of heart and mind that one should have in order to benefit from this, yani, Quran. Yani, the three things, yani, focusing of the heart and listening carefully, and then, يعني having presence of heart and mind, the presence of the one who is being spoken to with this speech by Allah Himself from Him to you. Number 5, mention the ayah or memorize the ayah from 50th surah, 37th ayah, from which this qa'i, the principle, is directly derived. The ayah. Naam. Naam. Fadl.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ.
Okay, somebody give us the translation of this. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرًا. Indeed, in this, yani meaning in these ayats or ayats of the Quran in general, it's talking about those ayats, but it means in general too. Naam. Indeed, in this is a
reminder
for the one that has a heart, yani who has a living heart that is awake, that can be affected by yani the Quran. Naam. A one who listens carefully.
Why he is present?
Wa huwa shaheed. Yani present meaning yani that yani he is conscious, aware of yani that this is for him. Naam. The sixth question discussed the author's commentary on this qaida when he states this is the meaning of Allah's saying, shifa'un lima fi sudur. Yani the author of the book is discussing this qaida and he is giving some commentary on it, and he says at the end of it, and this is what is meant by that the Quran is a shifa'un for that which is in the chest. What did he say yani concerning this qaida and this ayat, that this is the meaning of what is in this ayat? Yani, naam. Huh? Tayyib, fadl, Abdul Haq.
He said that the one who recites the Quran should not behave like he's not concerned, but he should.
Yani shouldn't be reading or listening as though they're unconcerned. Yani that this is not my affair, that this is not addressed to me, but rather
should reflect upon it.
Naam, should stop and listen and reflect.
And seek for the tafsir.
And also seek to yani seek assistance from for understanding the ayah from the books of tafsir.
And also from the people of knowledge.
And the sayings of the people of knowledge.
And then when until the Quran resides in his heart. And
until the Quran reaches the heart, yani affects the heart, yani enters into the heart. Now,
so at that time he will have the shifa.
In that time he will definitely have shifa, yani healing for whatever is in the heart. Yani meaning that a person should, when they recite the Quran, they should stop, not read like you're just passing by something that is of no concern. Stop, reflect, ponder, contemplate, and seek to understand the meaning of these ayats of the Quran. Seek to understand their meaning, to comprehend the meaning of the ayats of the Quran, so that, yani, such that it will reach the heart and it will affect the person and move them, and not like the one, yani, who just reads quickly to finish and, yani, doesn't give any care or concern to what is being recited. The last question discussed the warning given by Maymun ibn Mihran, rahimahullah, against bringing harm to oneself instead of benefit by reciting the Quran. Yani, the warning against a person harming themselves instead of benefiting themselves by recitation of the Quran. What did he say? Maymun ibn Mihran, Musa.
Inna rajula sayusalli wa yal'an nafsahu bi qira'atihi wa yaqul ala la'natullahi ala zalimin wa innahu zalim.
Wa innahu la. يعني لام التأكيد وأنه لظالم. نعم. يعني he said that meaning of it. نعم. Meaning. نعم.
Someone would be praying and also cursing himself.
A person will be praying and while they're praying they will be cursing their own self with their recitation, what they are reciting.
By saying that indeed the curse of Allah is upon the wrongdoers. Why himself is a wrongdoer?
Now, he's saying, he's reciting from the Quran. Indeed, is it not so that the curse of Allah is upon the zalim and he himself is the zalim? So the point here is that a person should be careful that if they read the Quran and comprehend its meaning, that they act upon it so that they will be not be reciting something that instead of bringing benefit to them will actually be the cause of harm to their own self. Tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we want to start with the second part of the book. And for anybody who's interested, yani for the Arabic section of the book, we only had the first half of it in the beginning of this class. The second half is available. That we have in front of you. As far as the English, it's yani the book is the second part of the book is already in the English that we distributed. Okay, so in English we will be reading from. Somebody give me the page. What page are we reading from? It starts on 61. Second part of the book starts on page 61. In Arabic, we're reading from the beginning of the Arabic text in front of us. Okay, so the topic that the second part of this book, what it deals with. Is yani the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he actually received the Quran, comprehended the Quran, and acted upon it, such that his character became that which is in the Quran. And the title of this part of the of our subject is Kana Khuluquhu al Quran. Yani his character, it was the Quran. Yani derived from the Quran, based upon the Quran. Yani the implementation. Of the Quran. The Shaykh begins, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, yani the praise belongs to Allah, the Rabb of all the worlds, Rabbil Alameen, and I bear witness that there is nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His worshipper and His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Then the Shaykh says, Ballagha al-Risala. And he has conveyed the message, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with, وَأَدَّى الْأَمَانَةِ And he has fulfilled the trust that was given to him to deliver this message, وَنَصَحَ الْأُمَّةِ And he has advised sincerely the ummah, yani the people that he has been sent to it, وَجَاهَدَ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ And he has, yani, striven, strove, yani he has worked hard in the way of Allah, in the way of Allah, in the way that Allah is deserving, that he should have, yani, made the effort until the yaqeen came to him, that is, until his death. وَمَا تَرَكَ خَيْرٌ إِلَّا دَلَّ عُمَّ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا شَرٌ إِلَّا حَذَّرَهَا مِنْهُ And he didn't leave anything of good except that he pointed the ummah to it. And he didn't leave anything of evil except that he warned the ummah against it. فَصَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ This is the opening that the Shaykh mentions, showing yani, of great importance that the Prophet ﷺ delivered the message. He fulfilled the trust that was given to him, and he was a sincere advisor to this ummah, making every effort yani, in the way of Allah to fulfill this task. And this is what is upon us, to deliver the message, and to fulfill the trust that is upon us, and to advise the people with sincere advice and work hard in the way of Allah until death overcomes us. There's no vacation and there are no weekends. Rather, this is a matter that is upon us until yani, we're overcome by death. And not to leave anything of good except that we point to it or anything of evil except that we warn against it. Except that we warn against it. So we call people to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and we warn people against Bid'ah, and we call people to the worship of Allah alone, at Tawheed, and warn people against Shirk. After this, the Shaykh, he mentions, to the people who were present, O noble gathering, our meeting tonight, a night in which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make it a blessed night for all of us, full with that which yani, He loves, and that which He is pleased with, and that He rectify and correct our affairs, all of them, and that He teach us what will benefit us, and that He benefit us with that which He has taught us, and that He increase us in knowledge, and that He pardon us for our shortcomings and our slips and mistakes, and that He guide us to Him upon a straight path. I just want to make note here, and the Shaykh, may Allah protect and preserve him, in the supplication that he makes in this opening, there's yani, a number of points that we want to yani, look at, but especially one of them, and that is where he says that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَنْ يُعَلِّمَنَا مَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَأَنْ يَنْفَعُنَا بِمَا عَلَّمَنَا وَأَنْ يَزِيدُنَا عِلْمًا yani, this is taken from a supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is authentically reported from him, in which he used to supplicate like this, that, Oh Allahumma, Allahumma anfa'na bima allamtana, wa allimna ma yanfa'una, was, in the singular, wa zidna ilma, yani, but in the singular, And I want to just point to this supplication in particular because it is of the utmost importance. This is the kind of supplication, comprehensive supplication, that a Muslim should learn and should try as best we can, yani, to memorize and to recite, yani, regularly. And inshallah, yani, if anybody doesn't have this supplication, then inshallah we'll send it to the class. Yani, Allahumma anfa'ani bima 'allamtani. Yani, benefit me with that which you have taught me. Yani, cause me to benefit from the knowledge. Because what is the objective of knowledge except that we act upon it? And there's no benefit if we don't act upon it. وَعَلِّمْنِي مَا يَنْفَعْنِي, and teach me that which will benefit me. وَزِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and increase me in knowledge indeed. Yani, as the Shaykh said in another place, that knowledge is khair, and an increase in khair is matloob. Yani, knowledge is khair if we act upon it, and this khair is something that we should be requesting, desirous of, and increase in it as much as is possible. And it's one of the things, or the only thing, that Allah mentions in the Quran, that He ordered the Prophet ﷺ to ask for an increase in. Rabbi zidni ilma. After this, the Shaykh, he begins to talk about, yani, the subject that we're going to discuss in this second part of this course. And he mentions a number of descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ, showing us, yani, something about the man whose character we're going to be talking about in these next few sessions. Something about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character. So he begins by saying, "Mawdu'una fi hadhihi al-layla mawdu'an 'azim al-ahammiyyah wa kabir al-fa'idah." Yani, this subject for tonight, it is a subject of, yani, tremendous importance. Naam. Why is it of tremendous importance? Because it's, yani, showing us how the Prophet ﷺ implemented the Qur'an, how his character became the Qur'an, and therefore, as our messenger and our leader and our example and our model, we also should be taking the Qur'an in this way, yani, so that we become described with those things, those characteristics that the Qur'an calls us to. He said it is of tremendous importance and of great benefit. Yani, there's a tremendous benefit in this subject if we come to know more about the character of the Prophet ﷺ, then perhaps, inshallah, we will exemplify more of this character in our own individual lives. إِنَّهُ حَدِيثٌ عَنْ أَعْظَمِ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ. This is the first description that he gives of the Prophet ﷺ, that this discussion tonight is concerning أَعْظَمْ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ خُلُقًا. Yani, the greatest of humanity, the greatest human being in terms of character. وَأَقْمَلِهِمْ أَدَبًا, and the most perfect of them in manners. وَأَعْظَمِهِمْ عِبَادَةً وَمَعْرِفَةً بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, and also the greatest of them in the worship and in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of humanity in character, the most perfect of them in manners, and the greatest of them in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in knowledge, having knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ حَدِيثٌ عَنْ سَيِّدِ وَلَدِ آدَمْ وَخَيْرِهِمْ وَمُقَدَّمِهِمْ وَإِمَامِهِمْ وَقُدْوَتِهِمْ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. This discussion tonight is about the master of Waladi Adam, yani of the human beings, the master, the leader of all of humanity. وَخَيْرِهِمْ, and the best of all humanity, yani with no exception. وَمُقَدَّمِهِمْ, yani the foremost of them in all of khair. وَإِمَامِهِمْ, and the imam, the leader of all of humanity. وَقُدْوَتِهِمْ, the model or example for the whole of humanity. May the salat and salam and barakah of Allah be upon him. إِنَّهُ حَدِيثٌ عَمَّنْ شَرَّفَهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِكَمَالِ الظَّاهِرِ وَالْبَاطِنِ. It is a discussion concerning the one who Allah has honored, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has honored him with the perfection or the completion, yani, of the human being, zahiran, externally, wa batin, and internally. Yani, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him by completing in perfection, perfecting him internally and externally. Not just externally, zahiran, but also batin and internally. And this is a reminder to us that the Prophet ﷺ, as our example, is not an example of just a way that a person dress, that you wear certain clothing, or that you have a beard, or that you look a certain way in your appearance. It's not just that. Rather, it's external and it's also internal. And it's also internal. And we have to follow the example, the model of the Prophet, not only externally, yes, externally, but not only externally, but as well internally. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him by perfecting him externally as well as internally. وَجَمَّلَهُ رَبَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ فَكَانَ صُورَتُهُ وَالظَّاهِرَةُ وَهَيَأَتُهُ وَقَوَامُهُ وَصِفَتُهُ أَجْمَلَ مَا يَكُونُ وَأَحْسَنَ مَا يَكُونُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorned him, his Rabb adorned him, so that he became, yani in his outward appearance, صُورَتُهُ وَالظَّاهِرَةُ وَهَيَأَتُهُ, yani the way he looked outwardly, and his stature and his description, the most attractive of what could be, and the most excellent of whatever could be. Yani externally, he looked the best, he was the most attractive, and he was the most excellent in his appearance. But not only that, وَكَانَ أَخْلَاقُهُ وَأَدَابُهُ وَتَعَامُلُهُ وَتَعَامُلَاتُهُ أَكْمَلَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَأَحْسَنَهَا وَأَرَفَعَهَا. And likewise, yani his character, his internal characteristics, not just externally, but his internal characteristics, his character and his manners and his yani ta'amulat, yani his yani the way he dealt with the people, yani his dealings with the people, was the most perfect yani character and the best of character and the most exalted or lofty or sublime of character. Yani meaning that his appearance was the most excellent, and his yani his dealings with the people, his character, his manners also was the best and the most excellent and the most sublime. إنه حديث عن صفوة عباد الله وخيرهم عن رسول الله وعبده ومجتباه ومصطفاه صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه. And this discussion, the Shaykh finally says, and this discussion is about صفوة عباد الله, yani the elite of the worshippers of Allah, the best of them. It is about the Messenger of Allah and his abd, yani his worshipper, مجتباه ومصطفاه, yani the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected, and the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen from all of humanity. May the salat and the salam and the barakah of Allah be upon him. These are some of the characteristics that the Shaykh describes him with, and I just want to take a moment to add some descriptions that are mentioned by Al-Imam Ibn Qudamah. In his book Lumat al-I'tiqad, he mentions in the chapter Fusul fi Masail Aqadiyya Mutafarrika. He said in this chapter, Al-Imam Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah, wa Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, khatim al-nabiyyin wa sayyid al-mursaleen, la yasihhu imanu abdin hatta yu'mina bi risalatihi wa yashhad bi nubuwwatihi. ولا يقضى بين الناس في القيامة إلا بشفاعته ولا يدخل الجنة أمة إلا بعد دخول أمته. هي صاحب لواء الحمد والمقام المحمود والحوض المورود وهو إمام النبيين وخطيبهم وصاحب شفاعتهم. يعني this came from the book لمة الاعتقاد by الإمام ابن قدامة, and here يعني الإمام ابن قدامة mentions some other descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said he is Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, and he is Khatim al-Nabiyyin wa Sayyid al-Mursaleen. He is the seal of the Prophets, and he is the master of all those who were sent, yani messengers who were sent. And then he goes on to say that a person's iman is not complete without believing in him, and so on. And then he said, and then he is Sahib al-Liwa al-Hamd wal-Maqam al-Mahmud wal-Hawd al-Mawrud, and he is the one who possesses the banner of praise on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the Maqam al-Mahmood, and the praiseworthy station on Yawm al-Qiyamah, wal Hawd al-Mawrood, and the pond or the fountain, yani that his followers, yani those who believed in him, would pass by and drink from. Wa huwa imam al-Nabiyyin, he is the imam of prophets, of all prophets. Wa khatibuhum, and he is their spokesman. Wa sahib shifa'atihim, and he is the one who is the possessor, owner of the shifa'ah, yani the intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, any the greatest intercession, any for the beginning of the judgment, and so on. These are some descriptions that Al-Imam Ibn Qudamah mentioned that yani add to and show us the importance of the one yani whose character we will be discussing in these next few sessions, yani the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After this, the Shaykh says, innahu hadithun an khuluqi nabiyyina al-kareem wa rasulina وقدوتنا محمد بن عبد الله صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه. يعني this discussion tonight, and this discussion that we are going to have, يعني in the following sessions, it is about the character of our noble prophet and our messenger and our model or example, that is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. May the salat and salam and the barakah of Allah be upon him. Wal hadith an khuluqihi alayhi salatu wassalam hadithun an ahsani al khuluq wa ajmalihi wa atyabihi. And this discussion concerning his character, may the salat and salam of Allah be upon him, is a discussion concerning the most excellent character and the most beautiful character and the most pleasant character that exists in a human being. حَدِيثٌ عَمَّنْ كَمَّلَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْخُلُقُ وَأَتَمَّهُ لَهُ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. يعني it is a discussion about one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected for him character and completed for him character, ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا, outwardly and inwardly, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, privately and publicly. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character was completed and perfected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which is seen outwardly and that which is within the human being, innately in the human being or inside the human being, that may not be seen by people. Yani the sincerity that's in the heart or the truthfulness, trustworthiness of a person that maybe people don't see when they just look at a human being. They don't know if this person is a good person or not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected him, yani, in that which is seen and that which is not seen. And in his character, whether he is in private or he is in public, yani his character is the same in public as it is in private. Yani there's no difference between it. Not like some people who in the public, they act very good. They act very nice. They might be kind, they look good, and they talk nice, but then in private, it's a different story. The Prophet ﷺ, Allah perfected his character such that it was the same in private as it was in public. Then the Shaykh, he says, yani, that this character of the Prophet ﷺ, yani, from amongst the reasons or causes for him having such character, was that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he supplicated to Allah for this kind of character. Which means that every one of us can also supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course the supplication must be followed by action, right? By doing something, taking hold of the means to achieve what we're asking Allah for. But a person has to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever of good there is, because there's no success except, yani, except by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he says, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam قد دعا نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه وسأل مولاه فأجابه سبحانه وتعالى وأناله تلبته ومبتغاه. نعم, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he supplicated to Allah, to his Rabb, and he asked him, and then he answered, he responded to him, and he granted him his request and that which he desired. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his qadr, yani his rank, and Allah elevated for him his mention amongst the humanity. وَعَظَّمَ بَيْنَ الْخَلَاقِ, and Allah magnified, yani his sha'an, his affair, and his makana, his station or his status, and his manzila amongst the khalaq, amongst the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised up his rank and elevated his mention and magnified his affair, his status and his station amongst the whole of the creation. And from amongst his supplication, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, was a dua in which he used to say in the opening of his obligatory prayers. And in the opening of the obligatory prayer, from amongst the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it came in Sahih Muslim, in the hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu, in which he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to say, Allahumma hdini li ahsan al akhlaq, la yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta, wasrif anni sayyi'aha, la yasrifu anni sayyi'aha illa anta. Oh Allah, guide me to the most excellent character And there is no one who guides to the excellent character except you. And turn away from me the evil character, and there is no one who turns away from me the evil character except you. Here the Prophet ﷺ is acknowledging that there is something that is yani the best of character, and he's asking Allah to guide him to that, and he's acknowledging that there's no one that can guide him to that except Allah, and he's asking Allah to turn away from him evil character. Yani know that there's evil character, and ask Allah to turn it away from you, knowing that there's no one who can turn it away from you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the Shaykh, he says, and also from the dua that's authentically narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Yani just as you have made beautiful my physical appearance, then also make yani beautify my khuluq, my character, beautify my character. And in some of the narrations of this hadith, and is reported from Aisha radiallahu anha and Abdul ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma أَحْسَنْتَ خَلْقِي فَأَحْسِنْ خُلُقِي. Same meaning, Allah, indeed you have done, yani you have done beauty, yani you have been excellent in making my yani physical appearance, so also make beautiful my character. And this yani is reported with an authentic chain of narrators. Shaykh al-Albani said in Irwal that it is sahih. And here I just want to make a note that there are some narrations of this supplication in reference to the Prophet ﷺ saying it in front of the mirror, that when he used to stand in front of the mirror, he used to say this, and it is not authentic that he used to say this. Those narrations are not authentic, but the hadith itself, I mean the supplication itself, is authentically narrated. The narrations that mention him saying in front of the mirror are not authentic, as Shaykh al-Albani mentions in Irwa al-Ghalil. After this, the Shaykh says, and from the supplications that are confirmed from the Prophet for seeking refuge from evil is that which came in Tirmidhi and other than him, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min munkaratil akhlaq wal amal wal ahwa. That, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from evil character and evil deeds and evil desires. And this hadith is reported by Tirmidhi, and Shaykh al-Albani said in his check-in of Tirmidhi that it's sahih. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has responded to the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and raised up his station and elevated his rank and perfected for him his character and completed it, as it has been authentically yani narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said, Inna Allah qasama bainakum akhlaqakum kama qasama bainakum arzaqakum. Yani it's authentically narrated from the Prophet ﷺ that he said that indeed Allah has divided up amongst you the qualities of good character, just as He has divided up amongst you the provisions. And just as Allah decided the provisions of every creature in this world, what it will be, He also decided, yani, what good qualities a person may have. Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives to whomever He wills. It has been reported from one of the tabi'een, and the Shaykh says, لَعَلَّهُ مُطَرِّفْ ibn Abdullah ibn السخير. And he, Imam al-Zahabi, said about Mutarrif that he is al-Imam al-Qudwa al-Hujjah. Yani al-Imam al-Qudwa al-Hujjah. Yani that he is the Imam, the model, and he is the proof. Yani he was a great scholar of Islam, Mutarrif. He said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْأَخْلَاقُ وَهَائِبُ. Yani that indeed these qualities of good character are gifts. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ عَبْدَهُ وَهَبَهُ مِنْهَا. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves a servant, He gives him some of these gifts. Yani gifts of good character. When Allah loves a servant, He gives him from these gifts. And indeed our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, not only was he the Habib of Allah, yani beloved of Allah, rather more than that, he was Khaliluhu, the most beloved, the closest of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this station of Al-Khulla, of being dearly beloved, close to Allah, is the highest degree of Mahabba, the highest degree of love. And if Allah loves a person, He gives them from these gifts. Indeed, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beloved of Allah. And he said, yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning him being the Khalil of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي خَلِيلًا كَمَا اتَّخَذَ إِبْرَهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken me as a Khalil in the same way that he has taken Ibrahim as a Khalil. And this hadith is authentically narrated from the Prophet. It's reported by Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, Al-Mustadrak al-Hakim and others. And in one of the narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if I were to take anyone from my ummah as a Khalil, I would definitely have taken Abu Bakr as a Khalil. But instead, Allah has chosen me as His Khalil, just as He chose Ibrahim as a Khalil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has قَسَمَ لَهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْعَادَابِ, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided, has given a portion of this akhlaq, this character, good character and good manners, يعني أَوْفَرَ النَّصِيبِ, يعني the greatest portion of good manners and good character, and the most complete and perfect share and the highest degree. And he has completed for him, that is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all yani types of good character and all types of good manners. For this reason yani, because Allah loved him and Allah gave him the most complete and perfect share and portion of good manners and character, for this reason the Prophet salawatullah wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi, كان في كل خصلة من خصال الأدب وكل خلة من خلال الخلق إماما قدوة. يعني for this reason, because of what Allah has gifted him with, in every aspect of the aspects of manners and in every trait of the characteristics of good character, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an imam, and he was an example or model in every aspect of good character and in every aspect of beautiful manners. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah and 21st Ayat, لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, that indeed, definitely, certainly you have in the Messenger of Allah أُسْوَة حَسَنَة, an excellent example, model to be followed for whoever has hope in Allah and the last day, whoever has hope in meeting Allah and the last day, the day of judgment, and who remembers Allah much. He is the example, he is the model, he is the imam. وَقَدْ عُرِفَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ بِالْخُلُقِ مِنْ أَوَّلْ نَشَأَتِهِ وَبِدَايَةِ حَيَاتِهِ, the Prophet ﷺ was known for this good character from the beginning of his upbringing, from the beginning of his life, yani even in his youth. So when the people talked about lofty character and yani sublime manners and sidq, truthfulness and wafaf, keeping a promise and fulfilling trust and sincere advice, their speech was not directed to anyone other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to be pointed to, yani the people used to point to him in any discussion concerning character and manners, such that he was famous yani in a way that is ajeeb. Yani his fame was amazing. His fame for what? For good character. So when you read his seerah, yani seeratuhu al-atira, yani his beautiful, brilliant seerah, you will find the nobility of his character and the beauty of his dealings with the people and the greatness of his fulfilling trust and truthfulness and keeping promises. You will find umuran la yutiquha kullu ahad. And you will find some matters that not everyone is able to do, but rather the one who is able to do it is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has magnified by giving a portion, yani a nasib, a great yani portion of good, of the perfection of good character and the greatness of manners and the elevated yani and lofty high manners and character. Yani the Shaykh here, he goes on to tell one story of the character of the Prophet. I don't know if we'll be able to finish this story, but in any case, we'll stop with this story. And he said, perhaps the examples may be many, but I will come to them. For now, I want to mention one amazing example, mithal ajib, of the character of the Prophet at the time when his people were plotting and planning and conspiring to kill him. They were plotting to kill him, and he knew about the plots to kill him. He went out one night, the night in which he migrated from Mecca to Medina. He went out that night, and at the time when he went out, yani, he had with him يعني that which belonged to the mushrikeen, his enemies and his disputants he had with him. Is that the other? He had with him يعني the belongings of those people who were plotting to kill him. Look at this يعني matter, how amazing it is and how great is this matter. يعني they had deposited with him their most valuable possessions and their most precious possessions. They had given it to the Prophet ﷺ. They didn't find anyone in their society that they were more comfortable with, يعني who they felt was trustworthy and who would يعني protect and preserve their trust like the Prophet ﷺ. They didn't find anyone besides him. To that day in which يعني he was, the day he was in Mecca, and their enmity and hatred had intensified against him, indeed still their possessions were with him, the things that they had entrusted were with him, and when he went out that night يعني to migrate from Mecca to Medina, for knowing that they were planning to kill him, he appointed or entrusted Ali radiallahu anhu to return to every person whatever what he was entrusted with him, whatever was deposited to him, to give every person back what was given to him. And the Shaykh says, وَهَذَا مَثَلٌ لَا يُسْتَطَاعُ شَخْصٌ. يعني this is an example of character and manners, of lofty character and manners, يعني which is the height of يعني good manners and character. That is, here's a person who had been oppressed and plotted to be killed, and he has with him the possessions of the people who are planning to kill him, and he doesn't violate the trust. Rather, when he migrates to escape from their death plot, he gives everything that he had been entrusted with to a trustworthy person to return to them their belongings. And he, in spite of the fact that they had opposed him and they had harmed him and they were plotting to kill him, in spite of that, yani he protected their rights and he preserved that which they had deposited and entrusted him with, yani in the best way possible. Salawatullah wa salamu wa barakatuh alayhi. Bismillah wa salatu salamu sallallahu. Inshallah, we're going to stop here for tonight. And let me just say it so that I don't forget, that because of the shortness of the time, yani to Maghrib from 7 o'clock, we're going to change the time of the class starting next week. The time for the class will be at Maghrib. Yani the time now between 7 and Maghrib is like 45 minutes. So, yani inshallah, next week we're going to change the time to start at Maghrib. Yani the class will be from Maghrib until Isha, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Also, if anybody didn't get a copy of the second part of the book in Arabic, yani then there are some copies here. And also, I just want to remind myself and each one of us that there's still a few days remaining. Today is the 6th of Dhul Hijjah. We still have the 7th and the 8th and the 9th and the 10th. These days in which yani deeds, good deeds done in them are more beloved to Allah than in any other days. Take advantage of this time. Yani especially in those things that we do all the time but we might not do well. We pray all every day but maybe we're not performing our prayers well. You know, we read the Quran regularly but maybe we're not reading it with care. Let us yani try to do whatever we are doing of worship of Allah yani better than we have been doing it, and do more than what we have been doing it, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq to do it correctly according to the sunnah, and to do it yani for His sake alone. Yani to do whatever we are doing of good for His sake alone. Yani not good for goodness sake, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us success, taking advantage of these few remaining days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to do good deeds in these days and after these days. And also that we make sure on Monday, which is the day of Arafah, that whoever is able to fast should fast. Whoever is not able to fast, if you are able, feed a fasting person. And also on the day of Eid, let us not forget that whoever is able to make a sacrifice, whoever is able to make a sacrifice, should not fail to do so. The Prophet ﷺ never failed. For 10 years in Medina, he never failed to make the sacrifice. Whoever is able should make it. And whoever is not able, yani they are excused. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Naam.